Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Hour. And yes, this is the day that the Lord has made.
and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. We're getting ready, praise God, to give you the word of God that will cause illumination, knowledge, understanding, that God will give you what you need on today to take you through this day. So get ready. Get ready to open your Bible. Get ready to open your heart. Get ready to have your mind to receive that which God has for you. We're going to be coming this morning from the 10th chapter of John, beginning at that first verse. And it reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger." Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to hear and to receive your word, another opportunity to be a hearer and a doer of your word. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. This we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, when we look at John, the 10th chapter, it gives us a clear view as to what God is saying to us on today. The word of God says, when it says, "Verily, verily, good, good, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door unto the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the thief, the same as a thief and a robber." The Bible tells us that a thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. It tells us that a sheep is a one that heareth the voice of the master. We have asked ourselves this morning, are we hearing the voice of the master? Are we hearing Christ's voice? It says that he that entereth not in the door is the shepherd of the sheep, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. So when we begin to look at the word of God, it tells us that the shepherd entereth in by the door. So therefore, if we come in any other way, of any other means, it's not the right way. We have to come through the way that God has instructed us and have given us and direct us to go through. The word says, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." So we find that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He is the shepherd of the sheep. And the only way that he can receive, and the only way that the sheep will know him, is to know him by his voice, by him being the master, by him being the Lord, by them being of the Savior. When we think about the door, it's one that who stood in the opening of the fold. The sheets was in a fold. They was in a place that they are being kept to be nourished, to be able to keep safely. And they knew that in the natural, that is where the sheets were. When I'm speaking about animals, the sheep, they were kept in a place of safety so they can be watered, so they can be tended to. So that just like David, when he had, when he took care of the sheep, he knew how to take care of the sheep. He was their shepherd, per se, because he took care of them. He was able to lead. He was able to guide them. He was able to direct them. But when we began to look at the Word of God, the thieves and the robbers, they were people that came. They were, when you think about a wolf come in order to kill and to destroy the sheep, that which tries to enter in and to deprive the sheep of their life. These were enemies of the sheep. And so it is when we began to look at the Word of God. As we read the Word, it says to him that the portal opened and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. So if you belong to the shepherd, God knows your name, and he will lead, and he will guide, and he will direct your path, and he'll show you a place of safety. He will give you that place where you can receive that water. And the same illustration that Jesus was speaking to them, he's letting them know that even as a sheep in the natural is kept, and is taken care of, that same way that the shepherd take care of the sheep, that same way that he would take care of his people. The shepherd stands at the door, and the shepherd would lead those sheep. He would guide those sheep, and he put it forth his own sheep. In that fourth verse, he put it forth his sheep, his own sheep, and he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know the voice of the shepherd. The question is today, do we know the voice of the shepherd? A stranger, the sheep, will not follow. You will not follow the voice of a stranger. But if you don't know the voice of the shepherd, then you will follow the voice of a stranger. When we look at the Word of God, it let us know that the thieves and the robbers were, per se, like the Pharisees. They came. They were ones that didn't have any good interest in the sheep, in God's people. But the Word says, again, the sheep know their own shepherd voice. And when you think about it, when we read and study the Word of God, in the Near East, there could be several flocks, and they could belong to different shepherds. And they all may just be in one fold, which is a area that was fenced in. But only a shepherd, own sheep, will follow him out of the fold. If they didn't hear the voice of the shepherd, if the sheep, I'm talking about natural sheep, if they did not hear the voice of the shepherd, although they were in one fold, although they were among many other shepherds of sheep, they did not follow the shepherd because they didn't know his voice. They didn't know the voice of a stranger. And that's the same way it is for us today, that we have to know the voice of Christ. We have to know his voice. You may say, Dr. McCoy, how can I know the voice of Christ? How can I know when he is speaking to me? How can I know when he's directing my path? How can I know when I'm being directed in the right place to do the right thing? The word of God says, my sheep, you belong to Christ. My sheep know my voice. The sheep knew the shepherd's voice. And the same way that the sheep knew the shepherd's voice is the same way that the people will know the voice of Christ. And now, when we began to look at this, the word of God says, for us to study to show thyself approval unto God, a weapon of God need not be ashamed or not advise the word of truth. Now, his word is true. His word is the roadmap to us knowing where he is and to identify him and to know when he is speaking to us. That roadmap, that map, that route that in which we are to follow, the voice of him who we are to follow. So again, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. The sheep would not follow the voice of a stranger. Now, Jesus was speaking to them in a parable. Many times Jesus spoke to his disciples in parables so they could understand, he could simplify what he was saying unto them. So in that sixth verse, it says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things that which he spake unto them. So then Jesus began to simplify it even more. He said unto them, verily I say unto you, I am the door. I am the door of the sheep. I am the entrance where the sheep come in. I am the entrance where the believer comes in. I am the entrance where the person that is trusting me, the person that is saved, the person that listened, the person that I've nourished, the person that I have given the word of life, those people are the ones, and those sheep are the ones that will hear and know my voice. They will not know the voice of the stranger. He said unto them, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. The sheep, if you're a sheep, you're not going to hear the voice of a stranger wherein that you're not going to entertain the voice of a stranger, because if you entertain the voice of a stranger and go out, then that's when the thieves will be able to come against the sheep. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Because they didn't have to worry about anything. Why? Because they have been led and they have been watched over by the shepherd. They didn't have to be stressed out because of the fact that the shepherd is watching over the sheep. They didn't have to be in danger. Why? Because they knew the voice of the stranger. The word says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. In that 10th verse, he say, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. God wants us to have life. God wants us to have life more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And that is so profound. That is so important that we acknowledge and know that a shepherd will give his life for the sheep. When we think of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he gave his life. No one took his life, but he gave his life for the sheep. We are like sheep. And some of us like sheep that have gone astray. But Christ said that the sheep will hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. He say, I am. Nobody else, Tom, Dick, Harry, Sally, Sue, they are not the shepherd. But he says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, and you're a good shepherd, he said, he gave his life for the sheep. And you know, when we began to look at the word of God, when we look at the 23rd chapter of Psalm, when we read the word of God, when David wrote, the Lord is my shepherd. We have to know who the Lord is in our life. We got to know that he is our shepherd. We don't have five or six shepherds. We don't have two or three shepherds. We have one shepherd, the good shepherd. The shepherd has given his life for us that we can have a right to the tree of life. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth. He leadeth me beside the still water. God going to lead you beside still water. And being a sheep in the natural, a sheep had to be led, for the water wasn't raving because it'll scare the sheep. It'll make them uneasy. And so therefore, David said, because he knew the life of the sheep, he took care of the sheep. He held them, he embraced them. He gave them water. He did everything that a shepherd would do for a sheep. And the word says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. David didn't take the sheep in a place where they couldn't eat the grass, where they could not lie down or they could be at peace. He led them on green pastures. He led them by still waters. And then the word of God tells me he restored my soul. And we, as David talked about the sheep, we can know that God is concerned about us as sheep, that once have gone astray, but yet we have come to the fold, yet we're hearing his voice, yet we're living not according to our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. The word of God says, even when we done gone out there, after we have been out there and came back in, the word of God says he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, but thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So he knew who his shepherd was. He knew who he was following. He could identify with our Lord and Savior, even when he was out there as a boy taking care of sheep. He knew how to embrace them. He knew how to take care of them. So when God called him to do a work for him, he knew the proper care. He knew the compassion that as he had for the sheep, that he would have for the people that he was leading. And he would have the heart of God. So when we look at the 10th chapter of John, we see that Christ is letting us know that he is that good shepherd and that he has given his life. A good shepherd will give his life for the sheep. The word of God says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. You got to remember that. The thief is your enemy. The thief will come to take, not to give, but he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Christ said he came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And he did. He gave his life for us. But David fought against the lion and the bear when they came up against the sheep because he loved it, the sheep. And the same way that he loved it, those sheep, we see that God loves his people and he has given his life. And you know what? The great thing about it, the good thing about it is when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, when we didn't know how to live right, when we resented and did things not according to the righteousness of God, but when we lived according to our own righteousness, Christ still died that we could have a right to the tree of life. He's that good shepherd. He's the one that paid the us of a price for us. But then we began in that 12th verse of the 10th chapter of John. But it let us know, but he that is in hiring, somebody that was paid, somebody being paid to take care of the sheep and not the shepherd. They're not the shepherd, but they're being paid to take care of the sheep. Imagine David having sheep and he left the sheep with an hiring, somebody he hired to take care of them. And if the wolf came, if the enemy came and feared their life, they would leave the sheep and they would cause them to be in jeopardy because of the fight. Those was not his sheep. He didn't have the heart for the sheep. He didn't care what happened to them. I'm just getting paid. You ever heard somebody say that? You know, I'm just getting paid. I'm getting paid. This is not. And they may say, this is not my house. This is not my business. You know, I'm here, and I'm just here to get paid. But in case something actually really comes down and really happens, they're out of there because they're thinking of their own self. And they're not going to put their own self on the front line. But Jesus showed us how much he loves us because he gave his life that we all could have a right to the tree of life. He says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But then again, that hiring will flee, and the wolf will come, the enemy will come, and the enemy will come against the sheep. Well, the hiring don't care. He don't care enough to stay and fight and protect the sheep. And that's something that we ought to think about, that if that person isn't hiring, that's been paid to take care, is that person really care for you? Is that person really going to be there for you? But we can know when we have the good shepherd, the shepherd that have already paid the price, the shepherd has already showed his love for us. The shepherd that will always be there for us. The shepherd that will fight every battle in our life. The shepherd that will keep us while we're sleeping. Oh, while the sheep even was sleeping. I can imagine the sheep there grazing and the sheep there sleep. David watched over. He was there. He heard every noise, every unfamiliar noise, because he was watching out for the sheep. When we are in Christ, we can know that he is protecting us. Don't you know there's a song that says, all night, all day, the angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, I thank God that the angels are watching over us. I thank God have sent the angels to watch over us. I thank God, most of all, that he is watching over us all night, all day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because he knew that the sheep could not defend themselves. He knew that the enemy was out to destroy the sheep. He knew that if the wolf came and got too close to sheep, and was in, and was and made his way another interest, then they could devour the sheep. But they were the shepherd, like David was. He was watching over sheep. The good shepherd, like our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he is watching over you all night, all day. He is watching over you because you are his sheep and you belong to him. David fought for the sheep. The sheep didn't have to fight for themselves. David fought the lion. He felt the bear because he was not going to allow them to destroy the sheep. And David was yet a man in his own strength and the strength that God has given him. But our God and our Lord and Savior is the one that can watch over us and does watch over us 24 hours a day because he is that good shepherd, the hiring, and not the shepherd who own the sheep or not. Seeth the wolf coming, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. Why? Because they're afraid. When you allow the enemy to come in, instead of bringing those sheep, and those sheep stand together, the hiring, that whether the wolf will come, that enemy will come and scatter the sheep. The hiring flee because he is a hiring and careth not for the sheep. The word say, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And I believe that that is something that God wants us to know today, that we have to integrate that God is the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. In other words, I know who belongs to me. I know whose name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know who's doing the work of the Father. I know who is calling upon my name. I know who is praying. I know who is seeking my face. I know who has the word of God that's alive within them. I know them because they are my sheep. They are my enemy. The enemy is the one that will destroy the sheep. And if there's a sheep that was stray, the shepherd will go after that sheep. Why? Because the sheep belong to that shepherd. I'm not going to let that sheep stray. I'm not going to let the sheep be attacked by the enemy. So therefore, God let us know that I am that good shepherd. And we have to look at Christ as being our good shepherd, the creator of all. Look at him as the King of Kings. Look at him as the Lord of Lords. Look at him as the Alpha and Omega. Look at him as being our God, our Savior, our Lord. And the word says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Christ laid down his life for us, that we might live, that we can have a better way of living, that we can have strength, that we can be overcomers, that we can walk according to God righteousness. I thank God for every illustration that God has given his people through reading the word, because it strengthens us. It gives us, it encourages our heart. It gives us that insight. It gives us to know that he is watching over us continually, all night and all day. And he cares. There are so many things that we can really pull from this scripture. You know, if we go in today and we can see what God is saying through the scripture and things that we can jot down, but then we go in another day and there's even more of what we receive of God. That's why it's so important for us to study and to read God's word and to meditate upon it day and night. It will give us a new mind, a new heart, and it will cause us not to live according to our righteousness, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Thank God for his word. I thank God for his anointing. I thank God for his spirit, because he is God, and because he is God all by himself. God will never leave you, and God will never forsake you. David did not leave his sheep for the enemy to come in and destroy those sheep that he was taking care of. And God will not leave you. You may be in New York City. You may be in California today. Or you may be in Colorado, Hawaii, on the other side of this earth. But I want you to know that God will never leave you. You may be on foreign soil. God will not leave you if you take God as your shepherd. As David took God as his shepherd, he knew he had a personal relationship with Christ. We have to ask ourselves, do I have that personal relationship with Christ? Is he my shepherd? Or am I being the shepherd? Am I doing this? Or am I doing that? But am I the shepherd, or am I the sheep? I thank God today that I am the sheep. And God is leading me. God is directing me. For the word of God says in that 23rd chapter, the Lord is, that what David said, the Lord is, not maybe, but the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I don't have to want for anything. Because why? Because he is my shepherd, one that has everything, one that supplied my needs. I heard David say it in one portion of the scripture. Remember when he said, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. So when I read that scripture in that first verse of the 23rd chapter of Psalms, he said, I shall not want, because the Lord is my shepherd. And in that third verse, it says that he restores my soul. Sometimes our soul needs to be restored. Sometimes we need to be restored on the inside. We need to be replenished on the inside. Sometimes when we think we can't make it, sometimes when things are not going good in our life, we have to go to the Father. We have to stay before his face. We have to seek his face. We have to seek the presence of the Lord. Because the enemy comes to steal. The enemy is what is the one that will try to attack the sheep. The enemy is the one that will try to take everything from the sheep. So therefore, you have to be aware and hold on to the shepherd and let the shepherd lead, guide, and direct you. We thank God for the word of God on this morning. The Lord is my shepherd. That we thank God for the word telling us that Christ is the good shepherd, and he gave his life for the sheep. And please put that and make that personal in your life, that he is your shepherd. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and praise you. We magnify your name. Father, we thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things that you have done. Thank you for the great and the mighty things, God, that you are going to do throughout this day. We thank you for making our footsteps straight. We thank you, God, for putting on the whole armor of God. We thank you, God, for just knowing, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, God, for fighting battles for us, Lord. We thank you, God, for replenishing and bringing restoration to our soul. Father, we just thank you, God, for being the Almighty God. We thank you, God, for being the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we just thank you for being our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever in Jesus' name. Father, we just give you praise today. Thank you for your protection for the people. Lord, those that are sick and have infirmities in their bodies, God, we pray your healing power. Let it be manifested, God, even now. God, let them see miracles being manifested today. Father God, in Jesus' name, God, I decree and declare it to be done according to thy word, because God, you are a miracle working God. And God, we decree it happen in the lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, no matter what the sickness or the disease, God, no matter what they may be fretting about, God, let it all be well with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, let your people take you at your word. What your word says is what they will keep them safe. What your word says, God, will keep them, Father God, from the enemy, from the wolf that try to devour them. Father, I ask you, God, to do it even now. And Father, we thank you and we praise your name. Now, if you're one that have not given Christ your life, if you're not saved, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the Word of God said we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. Word of God said that we shall be saved. So, God, even now, God, those that are listening to this broadcast, those, God, that need restored, those, God, that are backsliders, Lord God, those that have never been saved, I pray, God, even now, that they have prayed the prayer and that they have asked you, God, to forgive them for their sin, to come into their heart, and to save them. And, God, we know, God, that you have already forgiven them. And, God, that you've already cast their sin into the sea of forgetfulness. And, God, you will remember them no more. And, Father, we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary McCoy. Please join us on next week at the very same time for the Hour of Power broadcast. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you until that next appointed time is our prayer.